Today's daf of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is daf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses still, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, learning Lina Nishmas, my mother, Chana Bas Meir Avram. And the Mechaber starts off with Sif Tes, and he writes, HaMisnadvim Sefer Torah, if somebody donates a Sefer Torah to a shul, Umenichim mit pochos beveis haKnesses, and they leave various mantles for the Sifrei Torah in the Beis HaKnesses as well. Mutter lishtamish ben kol sefer v'sefer. So if the person didn't specify that it must only be used for this Sefer Torah, they can switch the mantles around, they can switch the clothing that the Sefer Torah is put into, so to say, and use it from one Sefer Torah to another. Why is this so? Because the Mechaber says, l'das kulan hikdashu. Because when he donated the Sifrei Torah, or the Sefer Torah, and the mantles, or the mantle, it was with the understanding that it could be used for any one of them. However, but if a person has a Sefer Torah in his house with one mantle on it, and that was his private Sefer Torah, and then he donates it to the shul, kivin sha'al das also Sefer Nasa, since that mantle was made specifically for that Sefer Torah, v'nishtamish bo also Sefer, and it actually was used for that Sefer Torah, also lanicho b'Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to go and put it on another Sefer Torah. And the reasoning behind this we'll explain in the Mishneh Berurah is because you're not allowed to even go on the same level of Kedusha, you're only allowed to elevate something in Kedusha. However, the Mechaber brings down v'yesh matirim. There are those that are more lenient and allow you, if it's on the same level of Kedusha, to be exchanged one for the other. And the Ramah adds, v'chein no'agim achshav. The Ramah says this is in fact the minhag today, that we allow people to switch from one sefer to another, mishum leiv beis din masna aleim linho kach, because of the principle that we've discussed a couple times in the last few days, that beis din, so to say, has put in an implied Tanai over here that yes, when a person donates something, it's with the understanding that he can donate it for other similar like purposes as well, or even lower purposes, if that is the normal custom way how these things are being used. Okay, now we have a lot of Mishneh Berurahs to catch up on, so let's go straight to Sif Katan Lamed Ches. Shladas Kulan Hukdashu. When the person donated it, it was with the understanding that he would give it for all the Sifrei Torah, not for one Sefer Torah. The Koshke mit Pocho Shaz Gizbarim Konim Osom Lutzorches Svarim Shivvesa Knesses. And this certainly would be true if the Gaboyim, the treasurers of the Shul, went and purchased various mantles for the Sifrei Torah without specifying it for one specific Sefer Torah. Of course, they can be used with Vadei Ladas Kenis Kachu Lechatrila. Certainly, when they were purchased, it was with this understanding that they could be used for any Sefer Torah. Sheimutu Litnon Misefer Lesefer. You can exchange it from one Sefer to another. Sivkat Lamites, also Lanicha V'chulei, the private house Sefer Torah with its mantles not allowed to be exchanged. Why? Mishum de Koshina Mikdusha Lakdusha Osir, Imlo Lachamurim Imenu. Because as I pointed out before, the Mishneh Berurah here states it, we've discussed this previously, you're not allowed to go even on the same level of Kedusha, you only got to go up in Kedusha, and going from one Sefer Torah to another is going from the same level and exchanging it on the same level is also according to the majority opinion that the Mishneh Berurah brings down over here. But Sivkot Mem, we said, Yesh Matirim, there is a minority opinion that says it's permissible. Kivin Shal Kol Kach Panim Eino Morida Mikdushasa, because at least you're not going down a level in Kedusha, and therefore it's permissible, according to this opinion, to be on the same level. The issue footnote number 46 reminds us that we've had this discussion already previously in Simen Kufnun Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch brought down there's a machlokis as to whether you're allowed to exchange something for a higher level of Kedusha, everybody says yes, or for the same level of Kedusha, most say no. The Mishneh Berurah pointed out over there, even those that say that you can exchange it for an equal level of Kedusha are only saying it for b'di'evit purposes, but not l'chatchila. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph writes, the reason why the Ramah says we can be makel is because of leiv beis din masna aleihem. Rotz lomar, he means to say, and this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, afagav de mitzad din, even though we technically paskin roi lifso kedei rishono, like the first opinion brought down, that you shouldn't be allowed to exchange it for a same level of kedusha, so you couldn't be able to take the mantle from one sefer Torah and put it on another one. She das rova poskim, because this is the majority opinion, deshinu mikdusha likdusha sheshavala osur. The majority opinion states you can't exchange a like kedusha for a like kedusha, you can only go up. Nevertheless, mikol makom hocha mutter, here it is permissible. Why? Mishum leiv beis din masna aleihem v'chule. Because of this idea that beis din, so to say, has an implicit understanding that when you donate such things, you can do this. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo, v'chei noag in achshav, mishum leiv beis din masna, asks a very good question. We had already discussed before that this leiv beis din masna only works on items that are owned by the community, that are donated for the shul. So how does this apply for the Sefer Torah that's in the person's house over here that we say leiv beis din masna aleihem? So the Chavetz Chaim wants to suggest, ulai, that we're talking about over here, maybe, b'sho yadatu mitchila, b'shoas That maybe this person had in mind when he originally purchased it and used it in his house that he would eventually donate it to the Beis HaKnesses. So that's why the Leib Beis and Masna Leim can apply over here. But he says, and why didn't the Ramah say so? And he's left with the Tzorachi, and how exactly does this Kula that the Ramah brings down, Leib Beis and Masna Leim, work on the private individual's Sefer Torah? Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Hanoagim Lahatir Atro Sefer Torah B'Rosh HaKori B'Siyam HaTorah. There apparently was a custom that people would put the crown of the Sefer Torah on the heads of people making a siyum on the Torah, and the Mechaber says you don't have to protest this minhag. However, but if you put the Sefer Torah's crown on the head of a chasan at his wedding, then that you do have to protest. The difference is one is a communal general type of an honor, and one is a specific person type of an honor, and therefore the communal honor of the Siyum HaTorah, that you can be using the crown of the Sefer Torah for, but not for the individual private chosin's usage. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkot and Mem Beis. Shani Omer, Leiv Beis and Masnal said, B'mokum Shinoagu Kein. The permission to use the crown for the Sefer Torah on a person's head who's making the Siyum on the Torah, that's because of the idea of Leiv Beis and Masnal. When the crown is donated, it's going to be used for such purposes. King Kivan Shemishtam Shel Chol HaTorah. This Siyum HaTorah is a cover for the Torah, so therefore it's allowed to be used. As opposed to Avol B'Roshi Chasanim D'Almolo, but for the regular chosin's head, you can't use the crown of the Sefer Torah. Shein odem masne b'atorah, shein tashmishi kedusha l'chvod at Sefer Torah, shein mishtamish ben hedyot l'chvod atzvo. Because it's inappropriate to take the tashmishi kedusha of the crown of the Sefer Torah, which is made for the purpose of giving cover to the Sefer Torah, to use it for the cover of an individual chosin. However, he does point out, if you made this tonight, that you do want to do this, not Leib Beis and Masna, but when the person donated, he said, I know we have a custom that the chasanim wear crowns, so I'm happy to have my crown of the Sefer Torah be used for that. Up front, he makes this tonight, l'chatchila, avol mhistu behedya b'shas asiyas ha-Torah, at the time that they donated or made this crown, she'anichu b'roshi chasanim d'yalma, that the person said it can be used for the heads of the chasanim, shari, this is perfectly permissible, as we've already explained, k'mo shekosov in Siv Ches, in last day's shir, we learned this. The Yishufuna number 47 brings down, there are a couple of other minhagim that are related to this din. He says, L'gabi ha-minuk shalokhim klei kodesh shal kesev azov shababais ha-knesses m'chasim m'sakala. They used to have a custom that they would adorn the kala with various gold and silver ornaments from the shul. So he brought down the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tof Kuf Samach, that the Taz says, I don't understand this minhag. How can they do this? This is Tashmishi Kedusha. What's the heter? V'tiritz, and he suggested, Sheyesh Loma Shemitoch L'Tzorach Mitzvah Gedola Shalach Nosas Kala, since it's such an important mitzvah, Chatzas Kala, and therefore you're allowed to do this, but he says, Tzorach, you're not sure that this is really a valid heter. And he brings down as well from the Shaar HaTzion, Ein L'Hokil was that one shouldn't be lenient in this fashion, unless there was a specific tnai made. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring down this heter that the Taz had said. In regards to spreading out the parochas and using it as a chuppah, we've already discussed that. And since the velt is nohag to do so, this is a popular custom, so it must be the Leib Beis and Masna Aleim for this purpose as well. And similarly, to take the benches or the chairs from the shul and use them for purposes of a Sudas Mitzvah or something like that for a Simcha, so the Aruch HaShulchan already said that this is also acceptable because of the opinion of Leib Beis and Masna Aleim. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Neros Shoshava, wax candles, Shinasonim Hagoyim Lavodas Elilim, that the Goyim had donated to their Avodah Zarah for the use of lighting up their church, their temple, the Kibon Shamoshin, and then their Shamish, the Gabbai over there in the church or temple, blew them out, he extinguished them, and then Unasonim, he gave them, or Omecharin, or sold them, Liyisrael, to a Jewish person. They had no need for them anymore, so he extinguishes them and sells them or gives them to a Jewish person. Also, Dalikum Beves HaKnesses, it's inappropriate to use this in a shul, even though technically it won't be usher for a private person to use it. As the Ramah says, Hagah, Afu Pishu Mutarim Lehejot, even though there is no Isser of Avodah Zarah anymore, when the Shamish in the church blows it out, so then he is essentially removing the status it has of being for Avodah Zarah, he's destroying its status as an accoutrement for the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, a private person can use it, but it's inappropriate, it's most, to use this in the Beis HaKnesses. Let's understand this by looking at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel. Pirush, Leveis Avodas Kochavim Ladloka. It was given over there not to be an idol itself, but it's being given over as servicing the Avodas Elilim to the temple over there, using it for light. Sivkot Mem Dalet, Mishbur says, Kolomar, when the Shamish over there extinguishes it, Da'az Mutorim Lehedjot. It's now lost its status as being for the Avodah Zorah by the nullification, if you wish, that the Shamash had when he blew it out. And therefore, when he gives it over to a Jewish person, the Jewish person is permissible to use it as a private Jewish person, Mutorim Lehedjot. Or Kamosha Kosav Yagot, as the Rama already stated in his comment, then his Batel Mehim Shem Noi Akum Ayde Chibuyan. When the Goyish Shamish over there extinguished it, it essentially was Nisbatel, it lost its status as being a beautification for the Avodah Zorah, for life for the Avodah Zorah. Nevertheless, afiluhochi asum legavoa mishum demoras. Nevertheless, one shouldn't use this in a shul. A person can use it to read the newspaper by, to eat breakfast by, but he shouldn't use it to light up the shul. That's considered most. That's considered inappropriate, disgusting. Vu adin shai v'hanotek minirasayim diosur. The chayodim brings down that likewise, even the wax that dripped off from the candle, which has no more use for them. So even if you'd buy that from them, you shouldn't use it for a shul. V'imlo hudluku adayin. However, meolam, if it wasn't yet ever used. So they purchased a container of candles, and they didn't need all the candles. Before they were used in the Avodah Zarah, he sold half the container to a Jew, Mutra Aflagavo. Then you can use those candles in the shul, the Lohol Alayu Shem Noi Akum Yolam, because it doesn't have the status of yet being a Noi Akum, the beautification for the temple of the Goyim at all, and therefore it's similar to the idea of Hasmona lav milsi. Until it's been used exactly, it doesn't have that status. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, this is true, even if it's written on it that it's for these purposes of lighting up the Goyisha temples, that writing up on it doesn't really accomplish anything. Again, it's Hasmona lav milsi. And the Chasam Sofer brings this down. She'ein ze el Hasmona bovat. He says the one that says that this is just a Hasmona, a designation, and when they sell it before it's been used, that's a nullification, that it doesn't only make it permissible for a hedgehog, but even makes it not mois and is able to be used in a shul. Sivkot and Memhei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'hu adin l'chol hadlaka shel mitzvah. When you're not allowed to use it in the shul, you shouldn't use it for any purpose, even if it's not in the shul. For example, kagon hadlaka sener de Shabbos, the Chanukah, olul melufneim. You shouldn't use it in your house for your Shabbos candles, you shouldn't use it for your Chanukah candles, you shouldn't use it to learn by. The osur, that's not allowed. V'hu adin l'chol milim mitzvah, and it's true for any other mitzvah, ein osim midover shenasa l'akum. You shouldn't take anything that was used in the service of an akum and use that then for a dvar mitzvah, even if it's been nullified and even though technically it can be used by a hedyot. And he says, look in Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Ches, and Simon Tov Kof Pei Vav, Sif Gimel. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ul'inyan la'asos mi'beis tefilo shalakum beis haknesses, is the very famous question, can you turn a church into a shul? Can you take their beis akum and use it ultimately as a shul? So the Mogen Avraham writes, because of the Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Re'eim, Lahokil, he does permit you to do this. Why? Vatam, kilo nevar habayis atzum yolim, because the house itself wasn't being worshipped. It was what was inside of the house. The worshiping was taking place inside the house, but the house itself doesn't have any status, and therefore when they sell it to you, it's okay to use that building then as a shul. However, Das El Yerabba note lahachmir lasus beis haknesses kavua. He says you shouldn't make, the El Yerabba says you shouldn't make a permanent beis haknesses from such a church. And he says, Ayin Shom, go look over there. The issue footnote number 50 brings down, even according to this opinion, if the building was destroyed, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down the Igris Moshe, Yesh lahatir lasus shom beis haknesses. You can use that area for a beis haknesses. And furthermore, the Mishnah concludes, Uchim Medume, Sha'olam, Noagim Lahokil. The Mishnah Berurah paskins this, machlokis between the Magen Avraham and the Re'eim versus the El Yerabba, and he says that the Velt is makel over here to allow a church to be turned into a shul. He then says, look in the Bir Halacha, Shebir Arnu, where he explains in great detail the Dafka Kishain Darkun Lahamid Shom Elileyim. That's only true. This machlokis between the Magen Avraham and the El Yerabba, can you not use their temple and turn it into a shul? That's only when they didn't actually put their Avodah Zorah inside the temple, but they just gathered there to pray. Avol Elu Shemamidim Shom Elileyim. If they actually put their idols inside that building, Av showed Siyom, even though they took them out, Misham from over there, Umochu Abayis Lisrael, and then they sold the building to Jews, then you shouldn't go and do that. The Ozmuta Abayis Lahadjo, you can live in that, you can use it as an apartment. Mitam Shekvar Nisbata Layidez Mishem Mishmisha Elil, as we've already pointed out, it no longer has the status of being in the service of the Avodah Zorah. It's lost that status of servicing the Avodah Zorah, and therefore can be used by a Hedjot any way that he would like, other than for Dvar Mitzvah. Nevertheless, you shouldn't use it as a base Knesset. And he brings down Kedisa B'Yoredeya Kuf Mem Hei Siv Gimel. And Al Koponim Leves HaKnesses also, one should not use it for a shul. The Chofetz Chaim does bring down that Ra'isi L'Godol Echod Shemitzadei L'Hokel. There is a great Godol who, he doesn't mention who, that was allowing them, even if the Avodah Zor was placed over there, when it was removed and they sold the building, to be using it as a shul, and he based it upon that it was just tashmishe de tashmish, because he said that they most of the time put the Avodah Zarah inside some sort of a container, so the building itself wasn't really a direct service of the Avodah Zarah, but it was a service of the container which served the Avodah Zarah. But the Chofetz Chaim says he doesn't think that this is correct. Number one, it's not true. He says they didn't always have them in a container. They were sometimes directly in the building. And number two, even if you want to say that they were in a container, he says this idea of the tashmish isn't correct, because the whole building was hooked to Habayis Avodah Zarah, and therefore he concludes that if there was actually a Avodah Zarah in the building, you shouldn't go and use that eventually as a shul. However, he says if it was only a rented building, rak schur lehem, efshoy sheish letzadei lehokel af biofen zeh, then maybe you could be mekel, because they don't have the ability to asa that building forever and forever. Since they didn't own it, they only rented it. Mr. Burr's Cotton Vem Vav writes, Av bishu matar lehedrin, even though, as we said, the Ramar pointed out that it's permissible to use these items by a hedge out, you can't use it as a shul. Rotzalom, he means to say mitam bitl. The reason why a hedger can use it, as we've already explained, canal, that the nullification did take place. Nevertheless, if you look at the also mishum mos, but you shouldn't use it for sure because that's disgusting. And then he says the huadim menorah shekorin lachter, the candelabras that they used as well. Shoy b'vaselilim that they were in the goyish temple. Shulikach and Yisrael achashibitlanovegulilim, and after the goyim nullified that candelabra and they sold it or gave it to a Jew, nevertheless, Shemutar Lehejo, he can use it in his house. One shouldn't use it in the shul because that's disgusting. And likewise, even in your own house, to use it for a mitzvah, to use this candelabra for your neighbor Shabbos or anything like that, is inappropriate. Only should use it for secular purposes. And even though he says, even though the El Yerabba says you could use it for these purposes, he's Mekel, Haprima Godim, Vagoyne, Vikiva Eger, Mitzadim Lahoros, Kedivya Taz. They hold like the Taz that one should not use it. Ulinian, Saf Solimi Bate Alilin, what about the benches from the church? Shem Asuin Rakli Yeshiva Bialmo Velola Noyakum. They were never used for beautifying the temple, they were only being used for sitting in the temple. So the Prima Godim writes, Pasak Prima Godim, the Mutar Leves HaKnesses Af Pli Bitu. Then you are allowed to take them, and there is no problem using them in a shul. And technically, you don't even require bitul. Just purchasing it from them would be adequate. The Ramal continues, and he writes, Mumer Ovi Kolchovin. If you have, unfortunately, a heretic who worshipping Avodah Zarah, a Jewish heretic who worships Avodah Zarah, Shenos San Shaivo Ne'el Beis HaKnesses, and I want to make a donation of the wax or of the candles to the shul, also the liquor. You're not allowed to go take that from him and light it in the shul. He says, go look in Yoredeh, Simon Kuf Lamites, and Reishnum Dalet, Bedinim Eilu, in regards to these halachos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Zayin brings down, V'hu Adin Sharetvarim, this is not only the wax or the candles over here, this would be anything that this person wants to donate. We don't take from heretics, Jewish heretics, who have gone off to be apostates and worship Avodah Zarah. We don't take donations from them. Sivkot Mem Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, also the Liko, why? The Domi Le Karbon, Shein Mekavlin Menu. Just like if he were to give a karbon, we wouldn't take a karbon from him, so we don't take donations from him. And he says, V'hu Adin Mimumer L'Chal Shabbos V'Vehes. See, the same thing applies to the person's a mumer in regards to the halachos of Shabbos. He desecrates the Shabbos publicly. We're not talking about a person who's unaware of the laws of Shabbos, but a person who is aware of the laws of Shabbos and says, I'm going to be desecrating them anyway. So he's a mumma l'chal Shabbos b'fahesya, defined the issue footnote number 51 as at least being in front of 10 people or something that will definitely get out to be noted, known by all the people. Or Mishnah Berurah continues, Omum lahachis, afil be'echo mishar averos. He's a person that just does the avera lahachis, to anger God, so to say. There's a kosher hamburger and a treifa hamburger right in front of him. They're both the same price, same taste, and he takes the treifa one over the kosher one. That's called Omum lahachis, just to get God angry, so to say. She'ein mekabel mehem karbon. We don't accept from them a karbon. We don't take donations from them. Ein mekabel mehem dover lebeis haknesses. So we therefore don't take any donations from them. However, miu, im nosnu mos lichtov sefer Torah bishmon. If they gave us money to go and write a Sefer Torah, that the Mogen Avraham says is permissible. That concludes today's shir.